proclamation number 8275 dated the September 17th, 1962. God is inscrutable. You, my living creations, will never be able to fathom me, even when you, as my supremely perfect children, are able to work and be active next to me. You are the product of my eternal creative power. Roman 1. However, I'm the source of strength itself, which is inexhaustible, which knows no limit, which constantly pours its flow into infinity. But I am also a being, i.e., I am a thinking spirit of most profound wisdom who works according to his will with inconceivable love and makes everything he creates infinitely happy. I am a thinking entity who constantly lets new creations arise, since the strength flowing forth from me cannot remain inactive because it is life and constantly creates life. And when you, my living creations, reach highest perfection of your own free will so that you can work and create next to me as my children, then you will indeed have penetrated the most profound wisdom, you will have light and strength at your own disposal which will make you tremendously happy and of which you can make infinite use in order to be creatively active for your own happiness, and this strength will constantly flow to you from the primary source of eternity. He himself, however, will be and remain inscrutable for you, yet the awareness that you will always be nourished by him is utmost bliss, and your love for me will continually increase, you will yearn for me and forever sense my presence, you will be able to behold me in Jesus Christ, and yet, I will remain an enigma for you. Since it is not possible for a created being to totally ascertain the entity which is and will remain from everlasting to everlasting, because the created being is but a tiny spark that was externalized by my love's sea of flames. But the fact that this created being knows that it is forever nourished by my strength of love, that the being is aware that it is united with me, that it can constantly associate with me like a child with its father, that it can speak to me and be active with me in absolute blissful togetherness, is continually increasing its bliss and lets its love become ever more profound. And love is bliss, love is light, love is strength, love is the divine which makes every being become a god in its own right, because love always grants ever greater perfection. Yet the fact that there is no limit, that is the unimaginable beatitude which I bestow upon my living creations time and again and which can only be understood in the state of perfection, when the being which I emanated as a living creation has deified itself and become my child. Then it knows that I am forever inscrutable. And yet it adamantly keeps striving towards me, it feels the bliss of approaching me and finds its happiness in my reciprocated love, of which you humans lack all understanding as yet because you are still imperfect. But you are only intended to receive a concept of eternity which will be comprehensible to you one day, and therefore you shall also know that this supremely perfect being will certainly reach his goal of being able to make everything that was created by him infinitely happy. And it shall only be an incentive for you to keep striving towards your perfection, for it will bring you beatitudes in abundance. Yet it is and will remain incomprehensible for you that I draw close to you, my living creations, and speak to you, that I am and eternally will remain unattainable for you and nevertheless embrace every single living creation with deepest love and draw it close to me, that I try to make myself and my nature explicable to you in order to win your love, because I can only merge with love and this unification is needed in order to make you infinitely happy one day. The most perfect being, the greatest spirit in infinity, the eternal source of strength and light, is seeking the union with you, his living creations, and therefore he is speaking to you. He bends down to the smallest being in order to aid its ascent. And his love will never diminish, because love knows no limit and tries to make everything blissfully happy that once had emerged from this love. Amen.